Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass.
Driven with SunPass.
JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Tony Baselli bring you the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Baptist Health and Everbank.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, begins right now.
Here we are at the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. Jaguars Thursday. We're off and running. JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Loggeman. Breaking news. Chad Henne has re-signed, extended with the Jags 2 years. The Jaguars' backup quarterback is locked into the Jaguars for the next 2 seasons. Huge news today.
Big news.
That was well done, JP.
Break it all down.
Good fake enthusiasm.
The big news will come on March 9th.
Yes, that's free agency.
I got to be honest with you. I kind of like the 7th and 8th because things start trickling out. Kind of the rumor mill starts.
Legal tampering period now, right?
The legal tampering period has already started.
Jeff and I were talking before. I guarantee you that agents and GMs are around the league are talking right now. And this is how it goes, I think.
Wait till the conversation starts at the combine next week.
This is what they say. GM from said team who needs the agent's player who's good on our team says, hey, agent, don't take that team's offer. Wait to free agency because we'll offer a lot more.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Gotcha.
That's what happened.
Pretty simple.
I'll be honest with you. If I was a GM, that's what I would be doing.
There you have it.
So you
wouldn't be doing your job if you weren't doing that.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't contact the player, so it wouldn't be straight tampering. It would be just partial tampering.
Just like a nudge.
Like, hey, buddy.
A flirt.
They're going to offer you $50 million over five. I'm going to offer you $60 million over five, and it's tax-free here.
Hypothetically, yes.
I guarantee you some of those conversations happened back in the fall. For real.
Well, they probably start courting, but right now.
Like the charade that they put on, come on.
I mean, think about what happens. Who are the top guys that have a chance to be free? Von Miller's going to be.
He's number one. If
He's going to be tagged. So if they tag him, Malik Jackson is probably their next best player on defense.
In Denver, yeah.
Okay, so he's going to be free. And the reports you read that they're talking right now. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a team that wants Malik Jackson, I'd call the agent right now and say, whatever Elway's going to offer you, I'm going to offer more. So tell your client. It's up to him.
Yeah. Hmm. Guarantee it's happened, more places than that.
I'm just using him as an example.
Olivier Vernon.
Another one. I'd be calling the agent if I wanted him. I'd be saying.
We have a lot of money to spend. We have to meet certain minimum requirements here in Jacksonville, and we're going to have a lot of money to offer.
Dave might have higher morals than I do, but that's what I do.
I hope he doesn't have higher morals. I want a general manager that's going to get it done.
I want to win, baby.
Yeah.
Remember Al Davis? You ain't trying, you ain't cheating?
That's right.
Or you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, one of the two. Whatever way it goes.
That's right.
That's the right.
Strike that, reverse
Thank
it.
Thank you, reverse
yeah.
it.
Come on. Is it really cheating?
No,
it's not. It's because it's all part
business.
Of the deal.
It's business.
You're because letting them know.
Yeah, you're letting them know because the other team that has them, they all have the same ability to do that. I mean, why would that even be considered cheating? I think that they should just throw it out.
It's not personal. Strictly business.
Yeah, just keep
it. As long as you're not contacting.
Keep it out of the paper.
And as long as you're not contacting the player.
Yeah.
Who else would you extend right now?
Alan Hearns would be the first guy to extend tomorrow.
He's eligible because 2 years he was an undrafted guy. After Get him now
because it probably won't cost you as much money now.
I'd do it right now.
The rule on drafted players is after three years.
Here's the other thing.
I'd extend Alan Robinson if I was allowed to, but you're not allowed to.
Here's the thing with Alan Hearns, though. He has been vastly underpaid.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's one that makes sense.
So I'd get him. The other one I would sign right now is Avery Jones.
Would you?
Yes.
Yep.
Avery Jones
Good
is
player.
A quality backup that could end up being a starter when Roy Miller decides he's done.
Agreed.
So I would sign Avery Jones right now as well.
And I'd have some incentives in there.
Sure.
Workout incentives and things like that.
Like sack incentives or –
Workout
incentives.
Workout incentives.
Right.
You know, he's
not a sack guy.
He's kind of the modern day Yurkovic, you know?
He's a little more athletic, though.
Well, he's way more athletic than Yurkovic. but he's a
bad body.
Yeah,
athlete.
He's a bad body, but he's a great athlete.
Yeah, bad body athlete.
And good football player.
He reminds me more of Leon Searcy, though. Yeah. Bad body athlete.
Yeah.
Great athlete.
Yeah, Leon was one that when he took his shirt off, you went, oh.
But when he played, you're like, wow.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else is a young player that I would sign. Those are probably the two that comes off. I mean, give me some other names.
Well, but. I mean, here's let's go to the first draft class. Luke Jokel, Jonathan
no.
Cyprian,
no.
Dwayne Gratz.
No.
Demetrius McCray.
No.
Denard.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we're running out of guys. Right?
Now, here's the question I have. And I don't know when they have to do it. At some point, Dave, the team has to decide if they're going to lock in Luke Jokel for his fifth year.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Because right now, the way those contracts, if you're a first rounder, the team has to say, we're going to guarantee year five. Otherwise, they become a free agent after year four.
Yeah, but I think they have until the end of this year to do that.
No, it's before,
before this year.
It's before the season, yes.
Really?
Joe, could you research that for us, please?
And I wonder what that number would be.
It's a set number based on where you're drafted and the position you play. I don't know exactly, but there's a time you have to determine. Because I remember last year they were trying to decide about the big thing was about RG3, and his number was $16 million, and obviously Redskins didn't do it.
Got to determine it early so other teams can tamper and look at your guy for the next.
So it's right now. I mean, they got to make that decision here soon. On Luke Jokel. It'll be interesting to see what they do because when we talked about
the big question is what is that number?
Yeah.
I mean that's because look, you'd like to have him back, but you'd like to have him back at a number that you feel good about. You're not gonna pay him $12 or $10 million for left tackle money.
Unless he's elite this year.
Yeah, but he's not elite right now.
No.
So you don't want to pay an elite number for a guy that's not elite.
Next offseason will be the most this is a huge important offseason. Next offseason will be an interesting offseason because you're going to have Dave's first draft class as free agents.
Yep. Which, that's part of the deal.
And to see who they sign and who they say bye-bye.
Well, and you always have a lot of love for your guys.
Sure.
But that love has to fade.
That love has a price towards it, too.
That's right.
And so, which is exciting in one sense, is it's a contract year for Gratz. It's a contract year for Sip. Contract year for Jokel, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
What have we seen historically in this league under contract years? Guys sometimes play a little better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Well,
Josh
Norman, was he better this year?
Way better.
Contract year?
Way better. Huh?
But we'll do it at break.
We'll
talk about it at break, Joe. Thanks. That's good radio, you whispering to me as I'm trying to talk on the radio. Is this your first time doing this?
Apparently so. What have you're all suited up tonight, Tony, by the way.
Yeah, I'm all here.
Hold on. By the way, you've got the weight. What are you
42
down now?
Pounds.
You're down 42.
42.
Congratulations. That's great. Not the end of the road for you.
No. I'm 304. Start at 346.
346.
That's unbelievable. That really is.
Good God, man.
And that was. And let's be clear. That was weighing in the morning at 346. Yeah. So really? You gain weight throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
I was probably closer to – if I had gotten my height, it might have been 350.
To use a quote from Leon Searcy, about 350.
350. but 304 this morning, and on my way down to 275, right around there. That's program's great. I got to tell you, you can go up – there's information on my Twitter. I don't want to get in trouble about the brass of saying the name of the company on the air, but it's a great company, and it works very well.
Nice.
My wife – and I'll be honest with you. It's helpful because my wife is doing it too, so she makes the food. It's really good food, and she looks really good because she's doing it.
That's always good.
So it's good for me.
Congrats.
Multiple ways.
How's your shoulder locks, by the way, since we're talking about changes?
All good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, all good. So still there.
Yeah.
So out of the group of all of us that do radio, whether it's in here or game day, so that'd be me, you, JP,
that's right,
Loggy, Joe, Frank, Rick. I guess that'd be the group. Add Dempsey.
Yeah.
Even Freddie T.
Yeah, sure.
Jeff was the most in shape of us all.
I think that's fair.
That fair?
He works out 4 hours a day.
Works out.
Well, three now.
Has muscle like.
One arm.
Like three now.
He has like muscle definition.
Oh, yeah.
Like he looks like he's like active and,
Yeah, because he is.
So
yeah,
sure. I'm not going to lie. There's part of me that smiled when I walked in, and his surgical shoulder looks like a 12-year-old shoulder. He still has all the muscle on his right one, and the left one is so thin and skinny.
I got saggy skin on my left side.
It's like, oh, boy, I got a lot of work to do on the right side, but no. It's a miserable surgery, but I've been there before.
Kind of like Puzlesny when he had the pectoral surgery. He lost all that weight.
Yeah, but, you know, Paz, when he was like, you know, 2 months post-op, still had bigger pec muscles than all of us. Yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're out of here early today.
Yeah, I'm going to an Episcopal School of Jacksonville event tonight.
Hmm. Here at Stadium?
Yeah, Terrace Suites.
All right.
It'll be fun.
Big time.
Well, where the construction is not going on.
No, construction of the clubs. I'm looking forward to see what those clubs look like. Has anyone walked down the field to check out what they're doing?
I haven't.
Nothing on the field you can see yet.
Oh, you can't see it? So it's all inside, underneath so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can't mess too much up because they got the big trucks
monster,
are coming in on
monster
Saturday.
Trucks are Saturday. There's dirt all over the field right now, by the way.
Yeah. So they're getting everything ready in the club underneath right now, and then probably after the monster truck's over, they'll start punching it out.
Yep.
There you have it.
Start making holes.
You guys will have the show next week.
Where are you going?
Show of the year again, huh? You and Prisco had the show of the year earlier.
Yeah, well, good luck. Know, it's a theme. Whenever you're not here, it's the show of the year.
It's amazing how that works.
What is your plan at the combine?
Plan?
What are you going to do?
Oh, we're covering the combine. Jaguars.com live.
Way to break it down. That's great.
We got Inside the Jaguars.
We're trying to help you.
We've got Gus Bradley. We've got Dave Caldwell. We've got
the press conference. If I'm a fan, let me make it clear.
Okay, great.
If I'm a fan of the Jaguars,
yes,
and I like going to the Jaguars.com website,
okay,
what can I expect? What should I click on to get the best information about the combine?
You can click on Jaguars.com Live. We'll have it at noon Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 o'clock on Thursday. Dave Caldwell will join us live on Thursday, Gus Bradley on Friday. And we'll have behind-the-scenes access of Gus making the media rounds one day with the national media.
Now, typically you guys get
John Osher's writing
special guests on.
Oh, yeah.
Special
national media folks.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Jump on with us, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Can you get any players on? Is that allowed?
Good question.
Yeah, but it's difficult because they're in and out so fast.
Right.
Yes. So I will not see you next week, Tony, so we'll say goodbye to you now.
Goodbye.
Enjoy your event tonight.
Thank you very much. I'll see everyone else next week.
That's Tony Vaselli. We'll be back with Jeff Loggeman coming up. SunPass, a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Use it to reach your goal, whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass, catch one today. More Jaguars Thursday after this on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
Jaguars Thursday continues in this portion of Jaguars Thursday, brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. Chad Henne re-signs with the Jags, a couple of years, reported $8 million, and certainly excited to extend that contract.
It's been 4 years, and now we'll add another year, and we'll see you on the second year with 6 years here. So really enjoyed the town, really love working with this staff, and really excited to be back.
There you have it. Chad Henne, earlier today on Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman. The real show could start now. Baselli's out of here.
He was on with you. Chad Henne?
No, he was. I was in Yulee today
for
a groundbreaking. So Henne re-signed during that trip today. So Jaguars.com had an exclusive of him signing the contract today.
Very nice.
Check it out.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
You know, Chad's a good guy. in all seriousness, you know, there over the last number of years, you know, when Chad was a quarterback, you know, there are certain guys that, you know, when you approach in the locker room to get questions, Q&A with, or whatever, post-game radio after the game.
Sure.
And he is always there to answer any questions, you know, whether his role was a backup, starter, good game, bad game, stand-up guy. You can never have enough guys like that in the locker room. You know, and there are a lot of the quarterbacks kind of have a little bit of a different air about them, you know, and – the nice thing about Bortles and Henne's, they're kind of cut from the same cloth, and that if either one of those guys played a different position in football and they told you that before you knew it, you would say, oh, okay, because I mean they don't have necessarily, and I'm not saying quarterbacks are all, you know, prima donnas and soft, but I mean you know, some.
Bit,
well, I mean some
you?
Of yeah. them can be.
Sure,
you know,
this is coming from a defensive end.
And these two guys, I really enjoy their personalities.
By the way, today in Yulee, the Jaguars Foundation presented a check for $100,000 towards the update of the Yulee Sports Complex in Nassau County, rebuilding a youth football field there and turning what was an all-purpose field that had dollar weed and mud all over it into another football field. So really cool today. Nassau County brought in another $300,000 on their own for the whole complex.
Is that the home of the Heisman Trophy winner?
It is, and he actually played there as a youngster on that field. So
that's pretty cool.
That was today, and check that out on Jaguars.com. A full story on that coming up, and they're expecting 3 to 4 months to have that whole complex done today. Aaron Colvin was there today, by the way. He's in town in this offseason, staying around with a lot of his teammates, him and he said Telvin and the wide receivers.
Yeah, Hearns.
They're all Allens, the Allen brothers.
Robinson.
They're all kind of working together a few days a week.
That's a good thing.
Good to see, man.
That's a good thing. You know, and hey, look, this is a great place to live. It's got great, you know, weather. You've got great facilities here. There's no reason to be anywhere else. I mean, it's not like it's Chicago, Buffalo, New York, you know. I mean, this is a place you'd like to be if you weren't playing football. So it makes sense, you know. I mean, ever since 95 when we were actually – not given the option of living anywhere else in the off season, basically voluntarily. But you know, it was amazing that you know that we didn't really have a choice. But I mean, when you came here and you got to really kind of learn, you know, Jacksonville through and through, you didn't want to be anywhere else. So I mean, it wasn't like they had to twist your arm to be here. You know, so it's a great place to be, and it makes sense for these guys; they should be here.
Today on NFL.com, Greg Rosenthal had a story titled, On the Bubble, 36 AFC Players Who Could Be Released. And, of course, the Jags are in the process. Free agency's coming up. But if guys are released early or right after that time period, the start of the year, they could jump on a few of these guys. I'm going to throw you a few of these names and see what you think about possibilities here. How about it? You ready?
Yeah, throw them at me.
Arian Foster was number one, the running back for the Texans. What do you think?
As far as his
if he gets cut,
bringing him here,
yeah,
he's been beat up a lot the last couple of years. I mean, I think you always kick the tires on a guy who's been so dependable when he's been healthy and so good. But you know, the one guy that I would probably take over him is Matt Forte.
Yes, he's already been cut, right? Isn't that true?
I don't know if he's been cut yet or not, but I mean, the conversation was that he was gonna be.
I guess.
He's a guy that has and there's a difference between Forte and Foster. I mean, Foster, he runs differently than Forte. Forte is if he loses a tenth or two-tenths of his speed, I don't think it changes his game that much and his impact or his ability to have an impact that much as compared to a guy, you know, like an Arian Foster. But, I mean, yeah, you kick the tires on any of them. You know, because right now you need another running back.
Yeah, absolutely. You need a second guy, right?
You're kind of expecting Toby to be that guy over the last couple of years, and he's been injured, mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of people say, well, he's been a disappointment. And I say this about a guy like Toby. Toby can't help the fact that, you know, opening day back in 2014 at Philadelphia, he got horse collar tackled and got his leg all jacked up. Mm-hmm. And then last year in training camp, he has a pretty severe hernia, mm-hmm. And he tries to gut it out, and what he could give you wasn't anything good, mm-hmm. But hey, look, he tried, and he had to have it fixed, and so, you know, and it's easy, I think, as a fan to jump on, oh, he's terrible. Look, I mean, if you're not feeling healthy and you're not healthy, it's hard to be effective, you know, so, but you need another back. You got to have another back, and I'm talking a rotational back. I'm not talking a specialty back that's there for short yardage or third down. You need another rotational back.
First and second down guy, right, yeah. By the way, on this list, Gerhardt is listed as 12th on the list of possibilities to get cut in the AFC. Other guys on the top five, Mario Williams, Buffalo, defensive lineman. What do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, here's the thing about Mario. He plays when he wants to. And that was how he was in Houston, and it's gotten worse since he's been in Buffalo, and this past year might have been his worst year. When he goes and he decides that he's going to go 100 miles an hour, he can be virtually almost unblockable. But the problem with Mario is that you don't know when he's going to go. You know? I mean, and when you bring a guy like that into a locker room culture that is not strong enough to be able to handle a guy like that, it's not a good fit. What I mean by that is you need a strong veteran presence to have a guy like Mario in that locker room. And I don't think it's strong enough yet to have a guy like him.
A couple defensive linemen for the Colts on the list too, Cole and Werner. If they're out there, do you make a move?
Trent Cole was probably done last year when he left Philadelphia, and he obviously had a relationship and that the general manager in Indianapolis – spent time in Philadelphia, and so there was a relationship there. I don't think he's got anything left in the tank. I mean, excellent player when he played. Bjorn Werner, not a good player. You know, first-round draft pick, you know, for the Indianapolis Colts, and he couldn't even take reps away from Trent Cole, who was at the end of the road. You know, so, no. On Bjorn Werner.
By the way, Clemens was on this list. That's really
which
not a big surprise.
Deservedly so. Yeah. I mean, you know, Clem is kind of in the same category as Trent Cole.
That's right.
You know, outstanding player, had a great career, but he's the twilight of his career. You know, and maybe the sun has already set on their careers.
Yeah.
But, not options for here.
Interesting article, though. Check it out, NFL.com, the 36 AFC players who could be released in different ways it could happen.
Any linebackers on that list? You know, because you know what? That's the one position that I think.
So they do it by team. Okay. So they go through by team. I didn't get all the way through the entire thing. One of them in category of his own, though, was Alex Mack, the center for the Browns. He has to opt out of his contract.
Absolutely, you would be interested in him. There's already a relationship that's been established with the dabbling in free agency a couple years ago. That would make sense. I mean, he's an outstanding player. He's one of the best, if not the best, centers in the game. You would like to upgrade your center position, and you got the money to do it.
There's always Dave Caldwell has had this talk a few times publicly about maybe moving guard over, can over to center play, right?
You're not going to move. I mean, I know that that's, you know, what he said, but that's not something that you want to do. You don't want to take Linder or A.J. Cann, who are guards, and move them to another position.
You're weakening in two spots, maybe.
You know, yeah, I mean, to me, you try to find a guy that can play the center position, whether that be somebody that's on the roster that's not a starting positional player somewhere else. You know, but here's the thing, JP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was reading an article this week. There are two teams in the league that are behind the 89% minimum based on the first 3 years of the deal, and the Jaguars and the Raiders are the two teams. Mm-hmm. You've got money to spend that you have to spend. You know, so for a guy like Alex Mack, you know, going back to this no tampering thing, you know, wink, wink, there's a relationship already established between the agent and Dave Caldwell.
And it's not like the player didn't sign already. He signed on that before and wanted to be here.
That's right.
There you go.
And so, you know, I don't, you know, I know that there's excitement. They got a new coach in Cleveland, but it's Cleveland, for God's sakes. You know? So that would make sense, and I hope it does happen because if you can get Alex Mack, Brandon Linder, A.J. Cann, Parnell, you know, and if Luke Joeckel can get better, that's a pretty good offensive line.
Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida, the official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. We'll talk tattoos when we return. That's right, it's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
SunPass is a proud partner of the Jags. Use it to reach your goal, whether that's the Gulf Coast, the Atlantic Coast, the Florida Keys, or even Georgia and North Carolina. SunPass, catch one today.
This portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Fanatics.com. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Baselli is at a fundraiser upstairs tonight for Episcopal School.
He was dressed very nicely.
Oh, yeah.
Wearing clothes that actually fit him.
It's incredible, yeah. His transformation's incredible.
Let me ask you a question here.
Okay, hit me.
All year long, we saw Mr. Baselli wearing a sport coat.
Or sports coat, whatever he says in the commercial. But, yes, go ahead. Sports coat. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. What was he wearing for pants all year long?
I
remember?
I don't know.
Joe, do you remember?
Jeans?
Yep.
Hmm.
I have a feeling he couldn't fit into the slacks part of that coat until now. Because today, he's wearing the slacks.
Full suit.
Looking good. Yeah. Looking good. I'm proud of him.
He's on the right track.
He is. He's doing great.
That's right. By the way, speaking, well, this has nothing to do with that, so I'm not going to try to compare the two. But earlier this week, a little beef on Twitter between a Jags player and a current college player. Allen Robinson, the Pro Bowl receiver for the Jags, of course, got a new tattoo. You might remember his last year at Penn State, there was an epic game in State College where they played Michigan. And in the last 30 seconds of the game, Allen made a leaping catch over a defender at the one-yard line to set up the game-tying touchdown. Mm-hmm. They ended up scoring, tied the game.
I watched that play on film from watching Allen Robinson before he came out.
So it went to overtime. They ended
Great
up winning
play.
In four overtimes. But that touchdown, or that play to lead to the touchdown was a big deal. Well, he got a tattoo of that catch on his torso this week. So it's him leaping up over the Michigan defender.
Who's the Michigan defender?
Channing Stribling, who is now a senior this coming year in Ann Arbor.
Still
playing at Michigan.
Okay.
So A-Rob puts, I think, a tweet or an Instagram out of the new thing.
Of the artwork.
Yes. And Channing Stribling tweeted a response that said this, and I'll read it as it's written.
Okay.
So be ready. If I'm in the league, my focus is on balling, not a tat. I see where Kuh head at, though. Some people just ain't built for the league.
Well, now, wait a minute. This is a college player trying to offer his opinion on what it takes to be in the league.
That's correct.
I think he should shut up.
The response from A-Rob, pretty epic. The response was a photo of him at the Pro Bowl in uniform with a lay on and a Hawaiian girl on each arm. And the only word he had on it was aloha.
Very good response. But let me say this now. I like tattoos.
I know. Okay. Yeah, that's why I bring this up, because
I like tattoos.
Okay. How many you got? What do you have?
I don't know. Just like one continuous one. I like it.
I don't have any that you know of.
And I'm okay with, you know, tattoos of your mom, your girl, you know, your wife, your kids. But, you know, getting a tattoo of yourself on yourself, I don't know if I'd be wanting to go down that road. No.
Why is that? I didn't know there was tattoo etiquette like that. I didn't realize that.
I mean, it's just.
It doesn't work, man.
It doesn't work.
It was an epic play in Penn State history.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, get an artist to do it, and, you know, hang it on your ballroom or something, you know, but on your. On a tattoo? No. Can't say that I do that.
He's still got to get it colored in and stuff, too. It's not done yet.
Well, I mean, if it's that big of a tattoo, I mean, it requires multiple visits, and it's, you know, that's a lengthy area. You know, I mean, you're talking, I mean, some tattoos take 4, 5, 6 trips to get them all done.
I don't have any idea what I would get if I had one. I'll be honest with you.
I do.
Oh, I don't even know.
I can tell
you
exactly what you would get.
I don't even want to know. What?
You would have an A of the Crimson Tide on your calf.
My calf?
Yeah.
Why my calf?
Well, it's the only part of your body that looks halfway decent.
I hate my calves. It's like the worst part. Well, it's not the worst part.
Then you'd probably get it in the small of your back.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great. A tramp stamp? Is that what they call that? Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, but you know, I think Allen's got. I can tell you this. Back when we had Allen Robinson on the Gus Bradley TV show, back in the fall, you know, we got to talking about tattoos. He just lifts his shirt right up on the show to show, you know, his artwork off, and he's got some beautiful artwork. In fact, he was on one of the tattoo shows that's on some cable
Ink Masters
channel.
Or something
Ink
that,
Master, yeah. Or something like that, to where he got a tattoo and all that, and his artwork is fantastic. But personally, I would not get a tattoo of myself on myself.
Well, a little late now for A-Rob because he's got it.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's all right.
Well, maybe one day he'll do a massive cover-up.
Maybe he'll do one day of a Jags one where he's making another big catch.
Well,
right?
if Allen makes a catch like that in a Super Bowl,
yes. Well,
that the Jaguars win,
then you're good with that.
I'm good. I'm real good with that. But, yeah. You know, what he should have done, if you're going to do that, the defender – you know, because I guess it has the nameplate of the defender
yes,
on the tattoo,
his last
right?
Name on the tattoo.
That should have been like faded out to obscurity. Mm. You know, I mean, as an artist, that should have. That's not the important thing.
Who
the defender
maybe
is?
Maybe they had a personal thing or something. I don't know.
I don't think
a couple
so.
Years ago. Now that guy would have been.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I mean, still, I mean, even still, you can't get tattoos of yourself on yourself.
We'll come back in a moment and look around the National Football League, including. Should players train exclusively for the combine? Or should they stick with regular football? We'll discuss coming up. Get the latest transportation news and information on the award-winning Making Moves TV show. Watch every week on the first Tuesday of the month at 12:30 on Channel 4 and every Thursday after Nightline on ABC 25. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, continues right now.
Check out the Hanania Automotive Group. They've got 10 brands, hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and thousands in savings. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Baselli is upstairs tonight. The Episcopal School event. He'll be back next week. I'll be in Indianapolis next week. Should I call in or not? I mean,
yeah, you and Johnny O, give us a call.
Okay, hey, we'll call in. How about that? And we'll talk about the combine.
Well, I want to first and foremost. I mean, by then the players will be there on Thursday.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting in that you know every year
some
the combine
players, some position some, groups right. they roll them in.
They roll them through for like a 2-3 day stretch.
That's right.
And it's always interesting to me the combine because you know you kind of get a really relaxed interview. With the staff, and I will say that out of all the Jaguars.com interviews that you get with coaches and Dave Caldwell, that is probably some of the best interviews that you'll get all year long because they're relaxed, they're in their element, you know, they're being very forthright and honest, and the transparency that Dave and Gus have had, you know, since they've been here has been outstanding, and their willingness to be able to talk about certain things, and that time of year is always good because they're relaxed, and so I look forward to it.
Yeah.
I follow it on Jaguars.com.
We appreciate you following it on Jaguars.com.
I do. You and Johnny O do a great job.
Official team website. You just got to follow on Twitter. Are you tweeting much lately, by the way?
No, I don't tweet much, but I just happened to get a notification that Daryl Smith just followed me.
Oh, Daryl Smith's on Twitter now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, longtime Jaguar, great player, and he finally got, I guess, finally got on Twitter. And he is following some of the Jaguar folks, you know, Marcus Stroud, Fred Taylor, me. That's cool,
he's
man.
He's following you, but you don't say anything.
sometimes I do. But Daryl is one of my – if I had to put together a top five list of all time Jaguars.
Top five. Here we go.
As far as level of player.
Okay.
And quality of the person.
Okay.
Daryl Smith would be on that top five.
He's in the top five.
Absolutely. Okay. He is on that list of the top five guys.
All right. Nice. Oh, you're not going to give me the list. I thought you were going to give me the list. I had 1 through 5 written.
No,
down
but
already.
He would oh. No, I can't give you the, you know, 1 through 5, yeah. But I will tell you Daryl Smith is on that list and he's probably top 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top 3 quality of guys that I have ever had the chance to either play with or cover. Mm-hmm. Far as level of player and quality of the person, Daryl Smith is right up there.
So, yeah, I think it's Daryl Smith _51, I believe.
I believe it is.
That sounds right. So
I
check
believe
him
it
out
is.
On a Twitter page near you. Let's look around the National Football League. should players train exclusively for the combine and the drills? For example, all the straight line running that comes with a 40-yard dash, a lot of guys focus on that and lose some of the side-to-side cutting. And Bill Belichick this week talked about that being a bad thing for rookies. Once they get in the league, they have to reacclimate to football. What do you say?
I think Belichick needs to stay in his lane.
Okay.
Here's the thing. What player is not going to train for the combine? I mean, that would be one of the stupidest business decisions that a player could ever make, is to not train for the combine. And to say that training specifically for the combine would take away from your ability to train for football is asinine. Players have been training for the combine for years. When the combine ends, which is going to be over, what, next weekend? Mm-hmm. You're telling me that from the end of February, first week of March, you can't get into football shape by the time camp rolls around in August? Mm-hmm. Really, Bill Belichick? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, man. You know, look. And it's not like the only test that you do at the combine is the 40-yard dash. That's one of many. You have the cone drills. You have agility drills. You have the standing broad jump. Look, if you're getting players to train this time of year and train intensely, that's a good thing. But once the combine does end, then the player goes to position-specific workouts, pro days, etc. And those are football-geared drills, which after the combine, the players will go back to training for football-specific drills. So for Bill Belichick to say that, it's one of those things where you just go, Bill, whatever.
Whatever, Bill. You heard it here first. Jared Allen announcing his retirement, 12-year veteran, 136 career sacks.
Hall of Fame caliber player.
Five-time Pro Bowler. Is he going to go?
He is a Hall of Fame caliber player. And I think what I have been impressed with Jared Allen over the years the most has been, first of all, he was a late-round pick that I think the Kansas City Chiefs originally drafted him.
Fourth rounder.
To be, you know, a long snapper slash backup. And he has had a tremendous career. When you're talking 130 sacks, I mean, that's Hall of Fame caliber stuff. And he was one of the first big money free agents to change teams, big money. And he got the entire contract with the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. He got every penny of that contract that he signed with them,
yeah.
And he earned every penny of it.
There was officially a trade, remember? He kind of forced that trade, him and a sixth-round pick in exchange for a first-round, two third-round picks, and a sixth-round pick in the 2008 draft.
He was worth it.
Allen got the contract. Kansas City picked Brandon Albert, the left tackle, with a first-round pick. Jamal Charles, the running back, with one of those other picks. DeJuan Morgan, who was a safety, and wide receiver Kevin Robinson, who didn't play much. But they got their good end of that deal, too.
Both teams got good with that trade.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that I would say that I've been most impressed with Jared Allen is that when Jared was in Kansas City, he had two DUIs. And it was kind of two strikes. One more issue pops up, you know, and the Minnesota Vikings kind of took a big risk, because if he had another issue, then he was looking at suspension. And cleaned his life up, cleaned his ways up, and never had another issue again. Never. Never. And he's done tremendous things with some veteran affair type thing, has done fundraisers. He's done some wildly crazy things, including night vision golf to raise money for that charity that he does to build homes and to support veteran causes. And he's just off the wall, you know, and he's always been a great interview. He is a cowboy through and through. And
like a real cowboy, not a Dallas cowboy.
Yeah, right? No, he's a real cowboy. Sure. And he's always been fun to listen to, you know, and I'm a big fan of Jared Allen. He got the most out of his potential, and that's all you can ask of a player.
Haloti Ngata is not ready to retire. He wants to play next year and beyond. Of course, who doesn't? Is he still at a high-level play?
Well, he's not a high-level player anymore because his durability is a question mark. When Haloti Ngata is in shape and is healthy, he's still a very good player. And the big guys, typically the defensive tackles, have shown that their career can be extended and extended successfully much longer than certain other positions because, you know, let me look at Vince Wilfork. Vince Wilfork's been playing forever, and he's still playing at a high level, you know, because it's not like they have to run sideline to sideline. I mean, these guys have to cover a small area. Hiloniano's a guy that if he wants to play, somebody's going to pay him, but he's got to get healthy. He's not going to garner a huge contract anymore. I mean, those days are pretty much over for him because of the durability questions.
Finally, and the investigation continues into an alleged nightclub assault, including Bills running back LeSean McCoy. The attorney saying he did nothing wrong. He wasn't intoxicated. It was back on February 7th. Two off-duty officers were injured in a fight. Four males ages 26 to 30 involved, allegedly including McCoy. And that will just continue until they figure it out.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I think that I was disappointed in the most is that the mayor of Philadelphia comes out and starts pining in, saying that, you know, they need to, you know, press charges against them. I mean, why don't we wait and see what the facts are before we just start, you know, making comments based on assumption. And you know, I don't know what's going to happen with that case. You know, maybe LeSean McCoy was totally in the wrong. You know, maybe the other parties were partially responsible too. You know, let's let the facts play out. Let the district attorney do his job like he's paid to do, and let's see what happens. You know, but what the mayor did in Philadelphia, and who's the mayor in Philadelphia, Joe?
New guy
that needs to learn a little bit of the ropes before he starts opening his mouth.
There you have it. Unfortunately, we have a little bit of history of that around here, right? A couple of incidents in the past of bar fights involving players, right?
Well, look, I mean, it's
in the distant past now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not nothing recent, fortunately.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, incidents happen. And now with cell phone cameras and videos, and all of a sudden everything kind of gets a little bit more up in front and center.
Keep it tight. Protect the team, they say, right?
That's right. And protect yourself.
That's right. Jeff Loggeman, we'll talk to you next week from Indy. How about that?
I'll look forward to it.
For Tony Boselli, Jeff Loggeman, Joe Fortunato, this is JP Shadrick. That's it for Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.